as presented by the Athletic Boosters and the Candlelight Inn. Our athlete of the month is Demarius Robinson. Demarius, you just got back from the state wrestling tournament in Des Moines. What was that experience like?
Very fun. It was honestly one of the greatest experiences I had of my entire school year. I'm glad I made it my senior year instead of ended up not making it. But the experience was great. My coaches made the experience 20 times better. My teammates made it even funner too. Also being with them also for my last ride.
And you wrestled very well out there. Unfortunately, there are some very good wrestlers, and you were at a tough weight, 175.
Yeah, one of a good stacked weight class and stuff like that. So, but honestly, I think I fared pretty good and stuff, and I won the top of kids in the state. So.
Talk about your season. How did the season play out for you?
Honestly, better than I expected. Unlike last year. Last year I had a very bad losing record. This year I have a winning record, almost 30 wins. So I'm honestly very happy about that. And I made all my goals, made it to the state tournament, have a winning record and stuff. And so I'm honestly very happy about how the season played out this year.
I talked to J.D. Luters, of course, on our coaches program, and he said he had a lot of kids out for the first time and never wrestled before, but J.D. is quite the coach, isn't he?
Amazing coach. I'm so glad he came back, honestly. Like, the coaches that we have now, I honestly think is one of the best in the state. So, honestly, I love our coaches. I love Coach J.D. He's done so much for me and everybody else. I think anybody that did wrestling could say that he's one of the best coaches we'll probably ever have.
And at 175, but you tell me you don't weigh 175 anymore.
Yeah, not anymore. I'm thinking of the 190s right now, so gaining quite a bit of fat on my body right now. Good for rugby soon.
Well, rugby, talk about that.
Yeah, rugby coming over like the first practice 27th, so hopefully I can try to make it to the top, one of the top kid like scorers in the state right now, close to like last year. So hopefully I can do something and not get injured this time. So.
You're very ambitious. Besides school, you're also working. In fact, you're carrying a couple of jobs. How do you balance all that with sports?
Honestly, it's just not getting really any sleep and stuff like that. That's why I plan my off days very smart and stuff like that, and what days I do want to work and don't want to work. So I make sure, of course, I have my off days for the times we leave out of the state or anything like that. Make sure I have those off days and a day for me to actually sleep in, so I actually don't be just overworking myself constantly over and over again. So, but luckily some of these practices are later now, so I can go to sleep after work in the morning at McDonald's, and then after practice I can go to work after it cuts back, and then just I'll be fine after a while, the sleep I have now.
That is amazing. Well, congratulations.
Thank you very much.